Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, live from East River 9, it's time to rejoin the undisputed best sports talk show in Houston. It's Clear to John and Lance on ESPN 97.5.
All right, welcome back to East River 9. We are out here because we're celebrating the U.S. Open, which began yesterday with a record low round for the players at a U.S. Open. Joining us now is a caddy. Been out there, done that on the tour. He's been here with us before, Scott Sajanek. He's caddied for the likes of Brent Snedeker, Stuart Appleby, Stuart Sink, Trevor Immelman. Were you on the bag for Sink when he won the British?
I was not.
Were you on the bag for Immelman when he won the Masters?
I was not.
Damn it, you just missed him.
I missed him by a year both times.
Both times?
Yeah.
Before or after?
After.
You were after?
Yeah.
Oh, damn it. Win again. Stuart Sink is out there playing, and the guys out there playing yesterday, it was amazing. Watching Ricky and watching Schauffele, but not only them, Rory played great, Wyndham Clark, they were tearing DJ, tearing the place up. I was surprised. Were you a little surprised at those scores?
I wasn't for the first round. I felt it drizzled a little yesterday morning, softened it up. The course doesn't play its true yardage. Bermuda fairways hasn't rained a lot in LA the last couple of months. So it plays a lot shorter than the card says. Surprised that 8-under's leading after the first round, but a bunch of 4s and 5s, no, not really.
Yeah, no, eight, by, especially by Ricky.
And they've already separated themselves a little bit from the field. I think the next best was 5-under, so there's a little gap already.
Yeah, but for three, you got three more days. You can absolutely make that up, no. And I'm a little surprised that Ricky's up there, are you?
No.
No?
No.
He's been playing well lately, but 8-under, dude's got one win.
True. If I was to pick at the start of the week, Ricky would have been on my short list.
Really?
For sure. California boy. He's played there a lot. He's starting to drive the golf ball really well, which is crucial at a U.S. Open. And his weapon his whole career, and I know he's been in a, they call it a slump, but hasn't played like his normal self the last couple of years, but putting's his weapon. And these greens at the U.S. Open here at L.A. North are treacherous. Massive slopes, super fast, and putting's his weapon.
So you obviously know the course.
I know the course. Yeah, I've played there.
You've played there. It's fancy, no?
It's fancy.
Yeah.
It's a bizarre place because it's smack bang in the middle of Los Angeles.
Right.
Bordered by four of the biggest, busiest
streets. It's almost like this right
streets.
Here, right? With the downtown looking at it, right?
100%.
Right.
You've got four of the busiest streets in the United States bordering the golf course. Uh-huh. And then you go in through those gates. It's like it's a little sanctuary. You feel like you're in the middle of La La Land.
And snooty, too, isn't it?
It's a little snooty. Well, I'm very fortunate. I know a couple of members who are very generous, good guys. So I've been lucky to play out there a few times. But, yeah, it's a little highbrow.
Yeah, I would say so. You have to wear slacks. You can't wear shorts.
Cannot wear shorts. Yeah. Shirts tucked in. Yes, sir. No, sir. You got to mind your P's and Q's out there.
How do they make it tougher for them this week?
I think given the scores yesterday, I've heard there might be a little rain this morning. They can't deal with that. They can't do anything about that. They're going to keep the taps off, and they're going to get the ball bouncing. And LA North, it's rare for a California course that has Bermuda. There's no Bermuda really in Southern California. So when they dry it out, that Bermuda rough is going to be flyer central. You get dry Bermuda grass caught between the ball and the club face, you can't spin it. Combine some firm greens. I can see the U.S. Open ramping things up. They don't want another 8-under, period.
But there's some kind of mist that comes in off of the ocean that they can't do anything about. It softens up the greens and it softens up the fairways where you're not going to get that run.
Yeah, June gloom, they call it, but they turn the sprinklers off, you know, counteract that and just give it a little less water. I think come Saturday and particularly Sunday, we're going to see a brown tinge to the course. The ball off the tee is going to be bounding, and the fairways are wide out at LA, but every fairway has a short side. So for right pins, you better be up the left side of the fairway and vice versa. So when the course gets firm, those wide fairways are in fact narrower because you've got to be in the right place. You might hit a fairway but have no shot to a pin, and that's going to be paramount this weekend with the ball bouncing as fast and hard as it's going to do.
What's it? So you talked about what you can do to counteract this, but I'm curious for you as in terms of your job of caddying. You just talked about how the ball will come out of the rough, and how do you gain so much knowledge about every little small detail about how a course is going to play with different types of grass? Obviously, you're a pro, but did you gain it just from playing, from caddying, a combination of the two? How long does it take to put that? Do you keep a record, a spreadsheet, or a book that with all of your knowledge there, or you just keep it inside your head?
All of the above. You know, working out lies and rough comes from playing and caddying.
Multiple? You know, will you take multiple shots just to get a feel? As a caddy, will you take multiple shots to get a feel for how something's playing?
Correct, and we'll do it in practice, particularly at tournaments with heavy rough. We will, in a practice round, drop balls, and you try and sit one on top of the rough, see how it reacts, push one down, see how it reacts. But it all comes from just being on the bad side of things, and you learn. I mean, there's times where we've hit clubs and airmailed greens by 30 yards because you've misjudged a flyer lie. So you learn by your mistakes. But it's still an educated guess. And we're going to see this weekend guys fly greens because that dry Bermuda is going to be low spin shots. They're going to go forever. We're going to see a lot of that this weekend.
You don't – they're 8-under. Are we going to see that today?
No.
No.
I'll be very, very surprised. I haven't seen the pin locations, but I will run the East River 9 backwards – this afternoon in the heat if someone shoots 8-under.
So they can tuck pins for 3 days?
They can tuck pins for 3 days. The greens are massive out there, and they have a lot of slope. So you can protect the pins with slope, and it's going to require precise execution on your second shot. It's a second-shot golf course, and they tuck them. There's no way anyone shoots 8-under.
Who do you expect middle of the pack or in that 3-under, 4-under that is going to who do you like making a run?
Max Homa. I think Max Homa wins the golf tournament.
What did he grow up, like 5 miles from there?
Grew up there. He's played there a lot. He thrives in California. He's going to have the crowd on his side, and he's a world-class player. He is a class act player. I think this is setting up perfect for him.
He's not the only California boy there either, right?
No, you got Ricky. This is actually a bunch of Californians playing, but if I was a gambling man, I'm not. I'd be all over Max Homa.
Max Homa?
Yeah.
But you gave me Denny McCarthy before, who's a wonderful player, and I actually took him this week, so that's nice. Wyndham Clark is playing great right now. He's another guy I think that we got to watch for.
He will be there in the mix on the weekend. I think his weakness is his putting, and putting needs to be your weapon to be able to be the last man standing this week. You know, that's why I like Ricky. That's why I like Max Homa.
What's been up? Scottie Scheffler has been historic with tee to green, and he has slumped on the greens this year. He made a few putts that he hasn't been making lately. But if Scottie Scheffler putts, ain't nobody touching him.
If he putts neutral to the field, he doesn't even have to gain shots on the field. If he's just neutral, he wins the tournament by 10 shots. He hits it that much better than everyone else right now. But the reality is, hitting's only half the game.
How does he do that with his feet? His feet are maybe the worst in golf.
It looks bad. But I've spoken to a couple of golf coaches about it, and that right foot sliding back actually is very good to a degree, as long as you don't fall over. Shallows the club out, creates a clean impact. That's why he's a ball striker. He just kind of does it a little more. That, like Greg Norman, if you watch Greg Norman in his heyday, his right foot slipped back a little bit. Scotty Scheffler just does it to the next degree.
His over-under, by the way, today is 68 for Scotty Scheffler.
That's only two under.
I'm taking the over.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
I would, yeah.
You think it's going to be that?
I do.
Big a difference.
I don't know how much it's going to rain. The rain is the crucial factor mm-hmm. here, or they call it the June gloom, the marine
so
layer.
If that's the case for him, you think that's going to be across the board then? Because numbers like John Rahm's 68.5, Schauffele's 69.
69 after he shot 62 yesterday?
Yeah, Rory McIlroy 68.5, Dustin Johnson 69.
Wow, they really expect
70.
This to go up.
Ricky Fowler's 70, I would imagine that's another one you like over probably.
Well,
and they're also playing
par.
In the afternoon. Those guys that shot super low, they played in the morning.
Yeah.
You're not going to get an easier course than the first round, AM round, Thursday round, AM round, the whole week. They're now playing in the afternoon.
Rory's going in the morning now, though.
Rory's going in the morning, that's right. I mean, look, someone's going to shoot 4 or 5 under. I just mm-hmm. can't see the same scoring as yesterday.
No, not that they don't. USGA, they ain't having it, right?
They're not having it.
But this isn't normal. I mean, why are the fairways? Why couldn't they grow it up before this and not make the fairways as well, and narrow the fairways?
I think what the USGA is trying to do, and golf in general, and the architects and the nerds of golf that run the ship, essentially are trying to go back to the way it used to be played. Architecturally, you know, so we play these great golf courses in the Northeast, Oak Hills and Oakmont, and the fairways were all wide, but you had to hit a certain part of the fairway. And then the US Open came along and would just grow it all in and have these bowling alley fairways, and you couldn't play the golf course the way it was architecturally designed. I think the USGA realizes that, and they're trying to go back to that. And coming with that is some lower scores here and there when guys are on, but I cannot see another 8-under this week.
Nerds of golf. He was talking about you.
Nerds of golf. Scott Sajanek with us here. You talk funny. You're from Lubbock or somewhere around?
A little further south.
You're a little further south of Lubbock. Are you going to whose bag are you getting on, or what's going on?
So Brant Snedeker, I've worked for him the last few years. He sat it out for 9-10 months. He had a pretty intense rib/sternum surgery.
How about he
and
made the cut when his first tournament back?
We were talking for 2 months about when his comeback tournament was going to be, and I was adamant it cannot be Memorial. Could not pick. He hates the golf course. He's never played well there his whole career, but it's sponsored by Workday. He's a Workday ambassador. He decided to play, and I was shocked. It's the best he's ever finished at that tournament. He played really good, but he's on a very strict two tournaments on, two tournaments off for the rest of the year.
Okay.
The surgery was pretty full on, so we can't push it too much.
Well, I've always said golf is the most dangerous sport, right?
mean, you've always said that.
Always said that. I mean, how are you going to – you can't constantly swing like that. Tiger, all his injuries.
Yeah.
I mean, it's as viciously as he swings, right?
Vijay Singh, I mean, I watched some Champions Tour golf the other day. The guy's limping around, and he's not even that old. He's 52 or 3 or 4, whatever he is.
Who's hitting more golf balls than Vijay
Singh,
though?
No.
And it's not a natural move. The golf swing is not – the human body was not designed to talk like that.
Yeah, see how dangerous it is? And you just poo-poo it every single time. He's a Frisbee golfer. Do you ever
– Disc golf.
I've heard it's disc golf. You can't call it Frisbee golf. It's offensive.
Oh, thank you. It is offensive.
Guess what I do.
He's an offensive person. And guess what? And what happened to me? I had a second-degree high ankle sprain that required a cast.
Because he keeps throwing his Frisbee into a ditch.
It's a disc, and I slipped.
Is that anything to do with Frisbee, or did you fall off a bike or something?
No, I was going into the ravine to go try to –
How about hitting the fairway, and then you wouldn't have this problem?
Well, I mean, our course was tough.
Stop.
It was out in Deer Park. It was the U.S. Open of disc golf tracks, yeah.
So are you going to be back on – or you'll be back on Snedeker's back?
Yep. So this week off, obviously, next week off, and we'll be back at the Quicken Loans in Detroit in a couple of weeks. Quicken Loans and then the John Deere Classic.
Oh, nice. We had Mark Hubbard on this earlier this week.
Love Mark Hubbard.
He's a great guy, isn't he?
He's a great guy.
I played a little golf with him. He's making some money now. The money's a little bit different out there, isn't it? All thanks to one thing. We like to call it Live Golf. It's suddenly, how are those purses raised so quickly? What are they saying about that on the tour?
I think initially it was like, where did this money just pop up from? And the tour obviously has run their business in a way where they have money in their coffers for situations, whether it's economic downturns, sponsors pull out. They need a backup plan. But, you know, Greg Norman and the PIF started this Live, and then all of a sudden, half our tournaments are doubling in value. But at the end of the day, you know, the question of where did all this money come from disappears when you're playing for $20 million. Guys are like, oh, that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah. No, it's great. Actually, thank you, Liv.
Yeah.
You know, I know Rory hates it, but guess what? It made you a lot more
Rory,
money.
I'm going to predict Rory never says thank you, Liv, at any point publicly.
Never. No.
No chance.
Even though it got those purses up there.
Well, competition does that.
Suddenly money came from somewhere. I believe that they didn't want to open the books, and that's why they came to the agreement with Liv. And oh, by the way, the legal bill was over $100 million already, so yeah. For each side, although yeah. PIF doesn't care about that.
Something happened. You know, the cynic in me, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist by any stretch, but the cynic in me is thinking, okay, they're suing each other multiple times over. For the last 7, 8, 9 months, wherever it's been, they're in discovery. You've got a powerhouse lawyer team on one side, same on the other, going through the books. I think something came up in discovery that no one wants out. And then all of a sudden it's like, well, you know what, let's all get together now. I think that's a pretty good idea. We're going to grow the game of golf.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Exactly.
It's called capitalism.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah, I'm sure PIF, they want all their business out there publicly. Thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it, Scott. Great insight into what's going on out there. Who wins this tournament?
Max Homa.
Max Homa. He's got Max Homa, the local guy.
Don't worry, I already looked it up. I can't even find him. Numbers on him.
Really?
They don't have it on. Well, on the currently on how he's supposed to play over under for the day or matchups with individuals. They don't have him on there right now.
Oh, really?
When does he play? When does he tee off?
That I don't know. I'm assuming this. I thought he played yesterday morning. So
he did.
Maybe they're just not out yet. But you got to have him.
I was just taking a peek to see what it looks like.
No. Scott knows. So, yeah, Max Homa might be a good pick for everybody out there right now. Scott, we appreciate it. Scott Sajanek, pro caddy right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. In the meantime, Lance, a little tequila.
Yeah, Maestro Dobel. This is what goes down smooth, goes down nice every single time. It is it's a tequila that is made and created and crafted so that it's for the tequila lovers, honestly. And if you just love your tequila and a margarita, it's going to be for you. If you want a little smoke on it, the Humito as their smoked silver is really, really nice. But I'll tell you something. If you're just a tequila sipper, if you're someone who likes it room temperature or a little bit cooler, maybe a refrigerator or an ice cube in it, if you want to do it that way, you're not going to lose much of the flavor with that. And I can promise you that with Maestro Dobel, because of the way it's created, you are looking at the very best ingredients, always smooth going down, a little hint of sweetness at the end. But all the different tequilas they have do have different flavor profiles to them. So you can enjoy a different drink every single time when you're sipping different tequilas from Maestro Dobel. It's Maestro Dobel. Wherever fine liquors are sold, if they don't sell it there, make sure that you demand they start carrying it. Maestro Dobel.
I'm going to make this fast because John has a tea time and Lance has more NFL work to do. From the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, live from East River 9, here's John and Lance.
Shut up, Ricky. Who gives a shit about where his feet are, John? Watch where the ball's going. If he starts to fall apart because of bad fundamentals, Rick, then you know what? Just tell. Then you'll know. I warned you. Okay. Scottie Scheffler. Yeah. Honestly, you don't see. Usually, you see all these guys like Ricky and Rory. Perfect finish. They technically always. Scottie Scheffler. His foot is slipping out. He's falling back, doing all kinds of stuff, and he's just crushing it. destroying the golf ball. The best tee to green in the world. He's struggled with the putter lately, and that's why he hasn't been winning lately. But
putt for dough.
Just so much fun to watch.
There's an old phrase that I don't know if I started it because it rhymed.
No, you didn't probably.
But drive for show and putt for dough.
Yeah, you didn't start that.
It's something I started saying when I was 12.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
and
yeah.
It caught on. I don't know if I was the first to say it.
Probably
but
not.
Started catching.
I know
on
you
a
started
bit.
Pickleball, but I don't think you started drive for
Did
show.
Start pickleball. We didn't call it pickleball. We called it tennis with whatever we had.
Okay, tennis and with whatever.
Yeah, but
that's a long name. Pickleball's better, probably.
Yeah, I don't know how that came up. Pickleball. It's not like that's not doesn't sound like something that's
no.
cool. I still don't pickleball doesn't pickleball's not cool, but it's like playing tennis without as much moving. It just feels like
what it
a
is.
Competitive sport for people who
no,
get older.
I think that's exactly what it is.
Well, it's a competitive sport for people who get older.
But
right?
young that's people what, like it too.
This is what's weird about it.
No.
Young people have started playing it. LeBron bought a team. I thought that was an Onion story at first. Kevin Durant bought a team and plays it. Aaron Rodgers, I think. Tom Brady. No, Tom Brady has bought into it.
Who is it? Clay Hensley that comes in studio with us, right?
He loves pickleball.
He's like a pro. I think he's
is
on
he?
One of the teams.
Well, he's
yeah.
probably really good because he's got quick reaction time.
Yeah.
A lot of it is very quick-tempoed reaction time, but you don't hit a lot of winning shots. Like, you have to – you're not, you know, where you – I mean, unless somebody lobs it up high, and I guess you could smash it. But I've never played. I mean, I've played – My
I know,
version,
but I know you're an expert at it. But
I know a lot. I watched it on Real Sports. So I know a lot about it.
Yeah, no, no,
I know
no.
that
no,
they
you
say
could probably
it's,
coach
it's
it.
The fastest growing sport in the country.
Right.
I know that.
Right. So you're an expert, probably.
Well, I know a lot about
right.
it.
Right.
I know a lot about it. I started the sport.
Right, right, right. No, 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 no. And you get no – how much money did you get off of that? Nothing, right?
Well, I've gotten screwed on a lot of these deals. I basically invented –
Doorknobs, I heard, right?
Bleacher Report. I basically invented that didn't when I had HoustonSportsPage.com.
Didn't you invent doorknobs? Didn't you tell your kids that?
I tell my kids a lot of things.
Yeah, right.
I invented this. Or now, I've done that so much that they don't believe anything I say anymore.
Well, that's
literally nothing.
Right.
It's hard to trick them. I trick my wife more than I trick my kids now. My kids don't. I can't.
They
it's
don't
hard
even,
for me to sell.
Do they even respond when you say, oh, I could live in the wilderness for – you know, 2 months.
Yeah, I still get them to bite a little bit on that. It's the wife that gets – she's the one that every single time I can still get her. And I can get callers too, like listeners, I mean.
Yeah.
I'll get people who's – what are you talking about?
Right.
Like right now, somebody's mad that I said I invented drive for Sean Pufferdo. Somebody is mad. Like he did not invent – that's been around forever.
Well.
He is lying.
Well. Says,
am I?
Says you.
Says you.
You don't know what
don't
Lance
know.
Was doing when he was
John,
12.
I just go to John's comment. Of, you don't know.
You don't know.
I just
you don't know what Lance was
down.
Doing when he was 12.
You don't.
Yeah,
you
it looks
don't
like
know.
The sun's out a little bit, Lance.
Yeah, it okay. looks like finally the sun's going to break through. It's going to be a nice day.
This guy, this is like a 100-yard shot. This guy's got a wood.
That's maybe not, it's a gap wood.
I don't. Yeah, I don't think you should do that, but okay.
Well, let's
this
just
this guy's
see.
Aimed way left of the – We are live at East River 9, where you can come and play pickleball, or
yeah,
you can
needs,
do that.
Yeah,
oh.
He needs the wood.
Yeah, he needs a driver.
He needs to take
swing.
It back more than 8 inches.
Yeah. No. That John Rahm, Tony Finau.
Look like a putt.
Backswing. It just ain't working for him, though. All right, this guy is aimed.
This guy's
aimed at number two green.
And he is rocked up, like what? Muscles on muscles. This might be a Texan.
Oh, my goodness.
Look
this
how
is
big this
be,
guy is.
I have a feeling this is going to be awful. Hey!
No, there's this, just played a slice. That's all he
just,
was doing.
That's what he did. And he's right on the green.
Where would you rank?
He knows his game.
Where would you, yes, where would you rank in terms of the radio we've done? And it's been 26 years now.
This is probably the worst for people to listen to.
In terms of commenting on non-professional golfers on a par 3 course.
Right.
Play by play.
Right.
Well, we don't even really say what happened with the shot. Ooh. Just, hey, that's a pretty,
shank.
Hey.
No, that's a shank right there.
You think this is in the bottom three things that we've ever done?
Yeah. No. This is right there. This is, if not bottom, yeah. No, bottom three. Absolutely.
Probably bottom three.
Bottom
yeah.
three. Yep. Absolutely. But this is golf.
Hey, what are you doing for
East River?
No. What are you doing for Father? I got a call from our friend Michael over at Pete's.
I'm going there today.
Did you hear what he told me that he got these new he's now an official carrier of like it's called Wagyu. It's a Wagyu steak that's he carries Wagyu like blood nine or something. It's the highest type of Wagyu you can have. He called Cal McNair and told him he had a couple of briskets in. He goes, boom, send them. And Cal immediately bought the briskets and steaks and had him over. Cal goes in there, McNair.
Yeah, Cal.
Cal
yeah.
McNair. But he immediately got the Wagyu, the Wagyu
briskets.
Good call. It is a good call.
I don't know I'm not, you know, Cal's got a little more money than
yeah.
I do. So
no, he's got
going to go get the Tri-Blend Burgers. I've got 14 people to feed on Sunday.
Oh,
so,
14?
14. Yeah.
How do you have 14 people for Father's Day?
Everybody's in town for my sister-in-law's birthday. So
I'm filming a commercial for, I got to film these videos. I took still shots and they needed videos. So on the new grill, I'm going to do some of it on smoke or some of it on the grill in the kitchen, but I'm going to do my first rotisserie chicken on there. I'm not going to get a spatchcock because you don't do that for – I like the spatchcock chicken. Have you ever had that before?
Yeah,
that's the best.
I just don't like saying
it. Well, I get it, but it cooks really evenly. I love that. But we're going to do for Father's Day. Of course, I'm going to be working for Father's Day on the grill.
Yeah,
so I think we're going to do steaks and chicken.
Well, they said
chicken.
You want to go out. I said, no, I don't want to go out.
No,
I want to stay home. I want to watch the Astros. I want to watch the U.S. Open. Let's all stay home. I'll cook burgers.
Michael's got Wagyu strips too.
I know.
So if you're a Wagyu fan and you're a strip fan,
yeah, I'm getting the Tri-Blend Burgers.
It's Pete's Fine.
That's what
meats.
I do.
Yeah.
That's
no. It's
they're the best.
They're phenomenal.
Yeah. No, they're phenomenal. The best. I'm doing that. Actually, I'm going to go by there today and pick those up. I got to call them and tell them how many I want.
He's doing well too.
Ready.
Our guy. He's battled over the last few years some cancer, and he got a great report yesterday.
That's
great
awesome.
He's in great spirits right now.
I went by there Monday.
He's always working.
He's always working.
Always.
But I went by there about 4:20. I'm like, hey, is everything? I texted him. Is everything okay, Mike? You closed. He goes, I close at 4 every Monday.
Yeah, on
what
Monday.
Are you talking
he
about?
Always has. Yeah.
I was like, oh, you scared me.
The summer circuit rolls on. From the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios, live from East River 9, here's John and Lance.
Hi, welcome back here. Sorry about that. We've dropped in the middle of a conversation talking about Michael over at Pete's Fine Meats. Get your meat over there and tell them that you heard it right here. Boy, Chandler Rome doesn't pull any punches with the Astros.
Well, so you know he's going to be leaving soon, right?
He's going where?
He is... Chandler Rome is going to go cover after the season. I think he's covering a different team or he's leaving. I don't believe Chandler Rome is going to
be. Okay, he's working.
So now he's.
He's with the Athletic right now. Didn't he just go to the Athletic?
No, but I think Chandler Rome is, I'm telling you, I think Chandler Rome is headed somewhere else.
Well, here's the headline. Ryan Pressly is becoming predictable. Slider happy closer hits tipping point. But then they don't always write the headline. So predictability is part of Ryan Pressly's prowess. He's the type of power pitcher who doesn't need deception, won't disguise what makes him great. He can pump a 97-mile-an-hour four-seam fastball, features two of the best sports breaking balls. His slider is most trusted pitch. Opponents hit 152, slugged 182, and whiffed 51.7% a clip against it last season. It's not the same now, though. Although that was a really good – that was actually a good pitch. It was low. It was down. And he didn't golf it out, but he went down and got it. And Ruiz took him out last night. But Ryan Pressly is struggling right now. There's no question about that. You know what, though? You know what's going to happen? Is that next time there's a save opportunity, you know who's going to be out there? Ryan Pressly.
Yeah.
You know, well, I mean, he's just pitched.
No, that's not going to change.
He just pitched. He's pitched a bunch, so maybe – but it won't be because Dusty doesn't trust him anymore. Like much like Jose Abreu, Dusty is, you know what, if you've proven to me that you can get it done, which Ryan Pressly has proven to Dusty, Ryan Pressly's going to be back out there whether you like it or not. Like, you didn't like Jose Abreu out there every day? That's tough. You don't like Martin Maldonado out there every day? That's tough. You don't like Ryan Pressly out there? That's tough. Dusty's going to put him out there.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Dusty staying with his guys is – it's admirable, and it's also, at the same time, maddening.
Well, but he's been proven right more
times
than wrong with Maldonado, with Yuli, with, different pitchers. Dusty's got a great track record of success.
Yeah,
he's got over 2,000 wins. How many wins at the major league level do you have?
I don't have as many as him. That's all I'm going to say. But okay. I will say this: Dusty was challenged multiple times on this show by Astros fans to do this. Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? And then Dusty's just chilling with a World Series ring.
That's right.
So Dusty, say what you want, but Dusty is able to win that battle more times than he loses that battle when he sticks with different veterans. And I think Ryan Pressly, I mean, Ryan's paid to be your closer. He's going through a rough patch. They're not going to get rid of him. I mean, in terms of moving him out.
No.
Abreu hasn't. You don't have a guy just sitting there in the waiting in the wings anyway. Abreu has not pitched like that this year. So, no, Presley's your guy. He's just in a tough stretch. But when you do get predictable with the sliders, and he does throw a lot of sliders, I don't think Chandler Rome is wrong about that. The Astros, you know, this just in, Astros rely on breaking pitches. I think the idea is if you throw it correctly and you change levels and you move around the plate, it doesn't matter if they know that you're throwing a breaking pitch, because you got breaking pitches that you throw for strikes. You got wipeout sliders. You know, you got backdoor sliders. You got different ways you can throw it as well. But Ryan Pressly's got a pretty good fastball. Everyone on the Astros has a good fastball.
You got to get an out right now with the Astros bullpen. You have to have it. Who do you want?
I mean, you know, I'm coming off of Maton yesterday, and I'm not really a Maton believer anyway. I may say Pressly, but maybe Neris.
I'd go Abreu still.
I don't. Yeah, maybe Abreu. I don't go Stanek. I'm not going, yeah. I guess Abreu. He's not been as sharp, but yeah.
Yeah.
I guess so.
He's still been really good. And you know he can dominate. You know he can do it. Yeah, Neris is okay. He's been good. Montero would be the last guy I'd go to. It's just amazing how far he's fallen. I didn't trust him all that much, but that $34 million deal was so amazing this offseason. Mm-hmm. So un-Astro-like. Mm-hmm. And
that should be an episode of Black Mirror where he's just like, what? This is crazy. Have you seen that twist where the reliever who the reliever for the Astros, who's not even a closer, gets a 3-year deal for $34 million? Oh, my gosh. This is the wildest show on television, Black Mirror.
That is a black.
How about this? The first episode is the girl from Schitt's Creek, Annie Murphy,
yeah,
who plays the daughter. And her name is Joan, and she's got these blonde streaks in her hair. And her name is Joan. And all I'll tell you about this is they're showing her life. You know, she goes to work, or she has her fiance makes her some breakfast, and she's eating breakfast, and she answers his question. She gets a text, but you don't see what it says, and she, you know, she kind of puts it down on the table, but turns it over, which is always a suspicious move. Then she, that's how I know my wife is bad mouthing me to a friend, is when she gives the old turnover.
She move. Turns the phone over?
Well, if we've been in an argument, if she's mad at something I've done, I'm like, oh, now she's, I don't care. Now, before, when I needed
you
my
care.
Glass three,
I can tell right can now that you care.
My care factor is so much lower on everything now. My care factor has really plummeted over the last 4 years. It's like, you can say whatever you want. I don't care. You're stuck with it.
No.
You're stuck with it.
Well, you're stuck with you?
You can tell your friend whatever you want. Guess what? I'll still be in the other room finishing up Black Mirror and getting to another show. Then I'll do my radio show. Then when it cools down, I'll play some disc golf. Then I'll make some steaks. Then I'm going to watch the Astros. Then it's all going to say, hey, the ship's going to depart at the same time. On schedule all the time. It doesn't matter. I feel like Ric Flair. Because let me tell you something, baby. Whether you like what's going on or not, the man is going to do the same thing every day. On time. He'll come home. He'll eat dinner sitting on his bed watching TV with a towel under his food. Woo!
Wait, you can't stop it.
Don't you can
you
only hope to contain it.
No, wait a minute. You don't eat dinner with your family?
Try not to.
What?
That's whenever I ate my lunch at like 10:30. You eat 10 o'clock lunches. You know what it's like.
I do. 10:30 every
yeah,
day.
You know what it's like.
Oh, yeah. I'll make myself some eggs.
We better be getting some
ham and eggs
on.
Or something.
We better get some cooking over here
and
soon.
And I watch Family Guy. That's my life.
We need to quit bull cornering over here and get something going.
Well, let's go.
We need to get something going over here.
There's Quentin right there. He's got you covered.
Okay. We're going to find out. We're going to find out. But, yeah, so on the show, Annie Murphy, so her character Joan, it's called her character Joan, she has to fire a friend of hers. And like I'm really sorry, but, you know.
But you don't tell me the whole story.
I'm not telling you the whole story. I'm just saying. So her day goes on. Then she comes home with her fiance. Oh, and then she sees her ex. And they like her ex is the one who had texted her. And she's got a fiance. And she goes and sees him at a bar. And, like, you know, he tries to come on to her and they kiss. And then she's like, no, I can't do this. So anyway, she gets home and she just kind of plays it off.
Well, you're telling me the whole story.
They turn on the TV. She goes, oh, let's watch. It's not called Netflix. It's called Streamberry. Let's watch something on that. And they're going through the different shows. And they get to one that says Awful Joan. And her name's Joan. And the girl has blonde streaks. And it's played by Selma Hayek plays this character. He goes, oh, my God, she looks like you. She's like, my hair doesn't look like that. He goes, yes, it does. And her name's Joan, too. And she goes, I don't want to watch
Selma
this.
Selma Hayek is playing
and
her?
Selma Hayek plays her. He goes, let's watch it. And it turns out it's her entire day, but only she plays it worse. Like, Selma makes it look way worse. And so everyone starts watching the show, calling each other. Oh, my God, this is her. And it eventually gets to the part where she realizes.
You're telling me the whole show.
Well, she realizes, oh, my God, this is my entire day.
He doesn't stop. RJ, he doesn't stop, right?
It's got a good twist in that, too. The Aaron Paul one is really good.
He won't stop. He tells you the whole thing. Now, well, I don't even have to watch it now. Joan and her day, and she's a horrible person.
So you're going to get to, like, the part where he's telling you, like, what are you going to be like, I already know all this.
No.
I already know all of it.
Oh, there's still a lot.
No. Nice.
There's still a lot.
You told everybody in the city. Congratulations. Congratulations. You told everybody in the city what the show is.
Okay. Oh, so Chandler.
Spoiler alert.
By the way, Chandler Rome is not leaving the Astros, I guess. I thought he was headed to a different beat.
No, he went to the Athletic.
No, I know that. But I thought he was going to leave Astros beat. I thought he was leaving the Astros beat, but apparently not. But let me tell you what he gives, how many Fs he gives about anyone on Twitter. Zero. And if you say something, he'll say, you're a stupid idiot for saying that, you dummy. He's had it with Astros Twitter. He's had it with Twitter. He's had it with Astros. And he, like, you're right, he does not hold back.
No, he ain't afraid to ask any question. If he feels like.
I don't think they love him.
Too dusty. You know, and you know what? They shouldn't. That's good. That's a guy who is, you know, he's holding their feet to the fire. And that's great. And congratulations, Chandler, on your career. You're doing great. Keep it up. Keep up that work. Keep asking them questions.
He's not really well-liked by Astros fans.
Well, that's all right. That's good.
So you're making enemies with Astros fans.
That's right. And that's no jab at Chandler Rome.
No, but I can tell you this. Site Jab can help you with your websites. What do your websites look like? Do you have a website? Is it any good? Like, what is your website? Does it accurately portray the business that you – you know, the business you do, is your business accurately portrayed on your website? Do you have who you work for in there? Do you have examples of your work? Do you have e-commerce on there? There's a lot of websites that have been built or updated over the last 3, 4, 5 years that are completely outdated, weren't done properly in the first place. What SiteJab does for you is, yes, they can do professional video shoots and integrate that into your site. They do social media management. But at the core of their business is that they build websites that accurately portray the business that you're doing, who you are. It looks great. It is sticky so that people stay on the sites longer, and they get to the information they need quickly so that you can turn those eyes into business leads. And that's what it's all about. SiteJab wants to offer you $975 off of your custom-built website when you tell them you heard about it from ESPN 97.5. And I can tell you that is a huge discount on a very affordable website in the first place. So get a great website at not only a fair price, now you got a big discount on that price. ESPN 97.5, make sure you tell them about it. It's sitejab.com, SiteJab.com.
Time now for news of the weird with John and Lance.
Weird. John and Lance Weird.
News of the weird.
News.
Back here live at East River 9, our final segment. Paul Gallant is next right here on the show. So apparently the train has stopped right here by East River 9 and blocked the road.
Apparently we will be on the show longer.
Apparently we will be. He's trying to get here for the last 15 minutes. Maybe he'll make it on time. East River 9 is where we'll be all day long, right here, celebrating the U.S. Open. Come and watch I think the coverage starts at noon. It started at noon yesterday, and we'll go through 10 o'clock tonight.
They got a thing here called Father's Day, cars, cigars, and coffee coming up this Sunday.
Oh, nice.
So you might want to look into that as
cars, well. Cars, cigars, and coffee. Where's Coors Lights? I don't see that on there. I'm out.
Well, I think you can substitute if you want.
Okay. You can substitute a Coors Light there? I'm in. Now I'm back in. Lance, some news of the weird.
Mm-hmm.
A survey says 1 in 7 remote workers working from home on your job, 1 in 7 have sex while on the clock. I would have thought that would have been higher than just 1 in 7.
If
you're working from home.
That feels about right to me. While you're on the clock, that could also be at lunchtime, probably.
Or while you're supposed to be working, you're doing stuff.
With another person.
Right. I would assume that. Well, let's not assume anything, because I've got a couple of stories here.
Are you going to tell me about the woman they thought there was a dead woman here in Houston? It turns out it was a sex doll, because I saw that story live on TV the other day.
No, not that one.
Like, oh, luckily it's not a dead woman.
No.
They thought it was, and it turns out it was a discarded sex doll.
That's not it.
Okay.
This one is about a guy who actually works at Penn State. He's 64 years old, and he was caught in a bathroom.
You just said, guy who works at Penn State, 64 years old, caught in a bathroom. I'm like, did this in 2011, and it was terrible.
He was having sex with his dog.
Well,
yeah. And then there was the guy in the United Kingdom who was having sex with a tree. What happened to just, you know, like with people? Can't we get back to having sex with people?
This is why 1 in 7 feels even too high. Let's just make it lower. If this is what you're going to do, you know what? Maybe Gen Z is right. They're having the lowest relations of any generation ever.
Yeah.
And maybe they've got it right. If they probably see stories like that and say, I don't want to do that. You don't have to do that. These are deviants doing this.
Yeah, no.
You don't have to choose to do this.
No.
That's not standard. No, you guys don't get out much, and you only stay on your phones, but that's not actually normal.
Apparently, a new study says limiting social media use to just 30 minutes a day reduces anxiety, depression in young adults.
Oh, yeah.
Do you feel like just 30 minutes a day on?
Oh, without question.
Yes.
Young children or young women especially, their suicide rates have gone through the roof with this. Oh, without question. I've talked to friends who have cut out social media completely. I don't really do social media much other than during the show where I read, you know, art. Say ugly stuff to us from time to time and tell us to ask questions to guests that we're not going to ever ask. And, you know, going back and forth with good people.
I'm usually just like on during the show.
Me too. I'm not on nearly as much anymore.
No. I just can't. Now, if I've got something to say, I'm watching a game or something, and I want to react, then that's something
different. Oh, this loss is the greatest loss in Astros history.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
No, that was a great
Astros
take.
Fans were mad at you for that.
Well, so you know who's fed up right now?
Who?
Teachers in Switzerland. Because apparently there's a trend, 11-year-old kids wearing diapers to school. Do you feel like 11-year-olds should be able to wear diapers so they don't have to walk all the way to the bathroom?
So my guess is it's just a fashion, fashion. My guess is they don't actually use the bathroom in it. They're just wearing diapers because.
I don't know.
I don't. Well, you think people
they
are. No, who wants to sit in that?
Yeah.
I bet you they're just wearing diapers because they think, this just the same way you have kids who have pacifiers bringing that to school. It's not because they're addicted to...
Many tots have become so accustomed to wearing diapers that they lose interest in transitioning out of the convenient but unsanitary method. They're going...
Tots?
They're doing...
11's not a tot.
Well, they're doing potty in right there at their desk.
I'll bet you there's a lot of kids who just wear like, are you wearing... Yeah, I'm going to wear some too.
Yeah.
It's cool. Where are they? In Denmark?
In Switzerland.
Yeah.
Same thing. That's pretty much the same thing.
I'll eat Swiss steak. I'll have Swiss cheese. I'm not... peeing in my own
diaper. Jennifer Lawrence's mother sold her toilet seat on Craigslist. Would you like to buy Jennifer Lawrence's toilet seat?
I'd like to find out why she's not taking better care of her mom. Because if mom's got to be selling a toilet seat to pervs on Craigslist,
right?
I mean, first why don't you all, just start an OnlyFans where you gotta, just take pictures, show pictures of her when she was, you know, in high school doing band or whatever. Why don't you do that? Mom
camp?
Is, whatever, well, if mom's selling her toilet seat?
Yes. She said, thanks, Mom.
I don't think they have a great relationship.
I don't know. You don't know that.
I have a good feeling on that one.
We got a couple alcohol stories. One is apparently people in America are boozing at a level only seen before during the Civil War. We are consuming more alcohol than ever.
Well, we also have more
per
people.
Capita.
Yeah, we have more
per
people.
Capita
oh.
even.
Huh.
Yeah. We're on track to hit the same levels as,
oh my God.
As during
breaking news.
What is it?
Speaking of news of the weird, Ja Morant was only suspended for 25 games.
25 games.
To me, that is nothing. That's way under the total.
Yeah, that is way under.
He didn't
we
even catch
50.
30. We thought 50 at one point. You could have made an argument
well,
for
again,
a
year.
Well,
again, when the information came out that 30 was the most games ever.
There's really a party in his
no
city.
No charges, no criminal charges.
There's really a party in his city now. Yeah, but you broke NBA
25
rule.
Games is still significant now.
Yeah, it's significant, but let me put it this way. If your dad told you to do something, and, well, let's say you got in trouble and your dad said, don't do it again, and you say, I won't. And you have a small, you have a punishment, and then you do it again almost immediately. Punishment's going to be a little harsher.
Yeah.
Adam Silver's a soft dad.
He is a soft dad.
Adam Silver's
like,
players. You know what?
There's no bigger players commissioner.
Yeah.
Because I've heard.
You know what? This is still very tough. We're going to take away your phone for the day, and although taking away a kid's phone right now will get you punched. So actually. Yeah. You'd almost rather ground.
Oh, no, teachers
them.
Do
if
get
If you
punched.
Ground – oh, no, teachers – I've seen probably 7 or 8 teachers getting beaten or at least in fights. Now you say you're grounded, it's like
– whatevs.
Stand up. You mean I get to sit and watch videos still in my room?
No, nah, he's –
cool.
He is – it's 25 is significant now. That's going
less
on,
than
that's
I expected,
going on
though.
2 months.
It's less than I expected.
That's going on 2 months.
But it's less than I expected.
Yeah. It is less than I expected, too. I thought at least 30.
Maybe just because it was a toy gun, like he and his friend said.
Yeah, well, if a toy gun, why can't
just
you?
Just a toy gun.
Why can't you have a toy gun?
No big deal, guys. Just a toy Glock.
Yeah. In the least surprising news ever, 2 Russian ships collided after a captain got drunk. Okay.
That is the least surprising.
In the least surprising. That's not news of the weird. That's news of, oh, what? Whatever. That's news of the whatever, of course.
I mean, you're in a ship. You got a lot of time to look at stuff and like, oh, we got to change our course here.
What was that movie we watched with the Woody Harrelson as the captain? He was wasted.
Oh, my God. What was
with
that?
The models.
Did we randomly watch that show?
I don't know. It was a great movie.
Yeah, I know. It was funny.
Yeah,
oh, fun. You told me to watch
yeah,
it, I think.
Yeah,
yeah,
it was funny. It was funny. All right, we're done. Paul Gallant is next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 if he actually shows up to work.
Yeah.
Okay.
You better just sit
in
that chair.
I did my time on Paul's show yesterday, okay?
You better just sit here. And it's the Sean Mapes and RJ show.
What? They already
do
one.
The bullpen.
They do one on Sundays.
The bullpen comes alive.
Okay. They already do one on Sunday. Where's Brian to lead the way, to steer the ship?
You don't need that. RJ can do it.
Maybe Brian can call in and steer the ship. We think Paul Gallant is next, but we'll see right here on ESPN 97. Y'all have a great Father's Day weekend and U.S. Open weekend.
Absolutely.
And Astros Reds weekend. And we will talk to you again on Monday, everybody.